Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 25 degrees, chilly out there this morning. At 6:30 on a Thursday morning, a rare congressional rebuke as the House voted to censure a Republican member.
Will Representative Gosar present himself in the well?
Arizona Republican Paul Gosar stood in front of the House chamber as Speaker Nancy Pelosi read a censure resolution after a House vote, mostly along party lines, to punish Gosar for sharing in a since-deleted tweet an anime-style video depicting him killing New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That trickles down into violence in this country.
Gosar says the anime video was not a call for violence.
The cartoon directly contributes to the understanding and the discussion of the real-life battle resulting from this administration's open border policy.
The resolution also removes Gosar from the House Oversight and Natural Resources Committees. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a five-year-old boy died when he was hit by a vehicle in front of an elementary school in Liberal. Patrol says Nathaniel Garo Rivera was in a crosswalk in front of Prairie View Elementary School yesterday when the driver of a pickup truck made a turn and struck him.
The Sedgwick County Commission has received an annual report about expiration plays from Director Adam Smith.
Expiration plays saw a 9% increase in attendance between summer 2019 and summer 2021 and sold over 5,500 memberships, the highest in the museum's history. The next big exhibit coming in April is entitled Health Inside Out, which will cover mental health and other related matters. A part of the center's five-year strategic plan is to develop their outdoor space. Smith would love to see something that mirrors the gathering place in Tulsa.
My dream scenario is that we open this in the year 2025, which is the 25th anniversary of Exploration Place. That gives us enough time to raise the funds and do it to a really high quality standard.
Potential designs and a budget are expected by next spring. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Can something be done about those annoying robocalls? Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt joined attorneys general from 49 other states and the District of Columbia, sending a letter to the Federal Communications Commission during its public comment session on proposed changes to application processes for direct access to phone numbers.
The changes are designed to reduce the ability of robocallers to conceal their origins in an effort to continue their illegal calls. Earlier this year, phone companies were required to implement StirShaken, a caller ID authentication technology to combat spoofing by ensuring that telephone calls originate from verified numbers. Robocallers are now successfully evading caller ID authentication by purchasing access to legitimate phone numbers to conceal their identities. They typically do this by providing false identifying information to the companies that have access to legitimate numbers. The attorneys general support the FCC's proposals to implement a more thorough monitoring process for phone companies that request direct access to phone numbers.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Allinghouse reporting.
Volunteers often fill critical gaps by helping veterans where other resources cannot. One veterans service organization is putting out a call for additional help.
According to the Disabled American Veterans of America, between the COVID-19 pandemic and volunteers aging out of service, volunteerism was down 30% in 2020. Marine veteran and DAV National Voluntary Services Director John Kleindienst says there are veterans who have given so much for this great country, and a lot of times they have some needs that might not be met by services that could be provided by paid employees. So volunteerism is very important. He says the DAV coordinates a network of volunteers that include the DAV Transportation Network, which arranges for transportation for veterans who have no way to get to and from medical appointments at Department of Veterans Affairs medical facilities. The DAV is also urging youth and teens to consider volunteering their time. They have a robust scholarship for young men and women who give 100 hours in the name of the DAV. The DAV awards 10 scholarships annually with a value of $110,000, with the top scholarship paying $30,000. To learn more about volunteer opportunities with the DAV, you can click the link in the Connecting Vets story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is moving across Kansas. That's what's giving us the clear sky this morning. A chilly start to the day. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 40s or so by lunchtime, 53 later on this afternoon. Clear and cool again tonight, Tarlow 33, then windy on Friday with a high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 25 degrees. 6:35, Stephen 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is November 18th. On this date in 1978, U.S. Representative Leo J. Ryan of California and four others were killed in Jonestown, Guyana by members of the People's Temple. The killings were followed by a night of mass murder and suicide by more than 900 cult members. What an ugly, ugly story that was back in 1978. Little more on the Rittenhouse trial. Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys asked the judge to declare a mistrial even as the jury in the murder case was deliberating yesterday. This time, the defense complained that it got an inferior copy of a potentially crucial video from prosecutors. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not rule immediately on the request. It's the second defense mistrial motion in a week. Meanwhile, the jury has gone 2 days without a verdict. At issue is a drone video prosecutors showed the jury in closing arguments to undermine Rittenhouse's self-defense claim. Prosecutors say the clip shows him pointing his rifle at protesters before the shooting began. So they're going to start deliberations again this morning in the Rittenhouse case there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And French prison guards were able to thwart an attempted prison break in which the inmate tried to use some knotted sheets to try to get out.
That's old school, man.
That's old school. French media say the inmate tried to make her way out of the prison by rappelling away on the knotted sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Suspect didn't last long. The escape didn't last long, that is. The prisoner was recaptured shortly after getting away. French media say the escapee was a suspected Islamic State sympathizer who cut a hole in her cell before using sheets to get free. Wonder how she cut the hole in her cell. She had some sort of an instrument there hidden away.
All right. Well, that's really old school.
Yeah. Well, it was. She almost got away with it. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you about a holiday tradition, the 38th Annual Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum Wreath Festival, 3-day event held at the museum today.
Let's start today, yeah.
Today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And you can enjoy, admission is free for this, by the way. And you can enjoy holiday cheer, music, and wonderful destination for holiday gift buying.
How about that?
And don't forget the Wreath Festival Luncheon. I don't know if there are any tickets available or not. Just check them out at wichitahistory.org. You'll find out there. Phone number is 265-9314. The Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum is downtown, right across from Century 2 in the Old City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Can't miss
it.
It's got
a great iconic building.
Got the big
downtown
spider up there with the Carillon in it. It's a great place. 6:38 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Wednesday, the cattle complex suffered negative trading in the early part of the session as the grain and the soybean markets soared higher. Now, as the session matured, the cattle slowly recovered and ended up closing mostly positive. Now, there was really a lack of fresh news for our cattle complex, as they were mainly influenced by the movement of the grain and soybean futures. Lean hogs traded two-sided yesterday, with most contracts closing positive for their fifth straight session. At the close, February live cattle were 30 cents higher at 136.40. January feeders down 35 cents at 158.92. And February hogs 22 cents lower at 83.15. And despite the dollar index making a new contract high yesterday for the sixth straight session, there was a real lack of price-friendly news out there to help our markets, but that did not stop the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures from all making new highs for the week and closing positive yesterday. Now, overnight, we have seen new contract highs for Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat, 10 and a quarter cents higher at 844 and a quarter. December corn, 2 and a quarter higher at 577 and a half, with Jan beans, 5 and a half higher at 1282 and a half. January crude oil this morning, 55 cents lower at $77 even. December gold, $2.20 lower at $1,867.90. December S&P, 11.5 points higher at $4,698. December dollar index trading 13 cents lower at $95.70, with December Dow Jones futures 27 points higher at $35,895. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, what, that wind came up yesterday and blew all the leaves off the trees, or many of them here in Wichita and Sedgwick County. How about over in Butler County in Augusta? The leaves coming down?
You bet, and there's a lot of trees that are completely bare now.
Right, right. Now, are you the person in your home who rakes the leaves, and or do you do that even? Some people don't. They don't at all.
Really, in the yard, it's mostly taken care of by the mulching deck on my mower, but we have a problem with leaves that circle around in our backyard area where the pool and stuff is. It always has to be cleaned up.
Yeah, well, I know how that
is. I don't do that most time. Patty usually does that.
I turned the corner onto my street there in Riverside yesterday, and the wind was, I actually saw a very small tornado of leaves. I would call it, what, a leaf-nado, Ted?
Yes.
Yeah. A leaf name. It didn't seem like it was, I think it was about an F minus 75.
Yeah, Leafcon 75.
Yeah, I dove into the ditch as quickly as possible to get away from it. But no, it's this strange wind yesterday, just blowing all over the place.
Yep, and it's all across the state of Kansas.
Right. Last evening
I noticed this morning when I went out to get the Wall Street Journal out of driveway that all the trees are bare, and you could see right through them to that pretty big, bright moon.
Oh. See, if I didn't catch the moon, is it a big one this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep. Tomorrow night's supposed to be the full moon out.
Harvest moon. All right?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Are you still there?
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
There you go. Okay. Last evening, my wife, in honor of the wind and the cool weather, served me homemade potato soup along with a toasted cheese sandwich. How about that?
That is quite a coincidence. The night before, Patty made homemade potato soup.
Did she really? Well, how about
yes,
that?
Yes, it was good.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother used to make homemade potato soup.
Potato soup is yummo.
Yeah.
Mmm.
You know, it's got a lot of potatoes in there. I don't know what else it is, but, you know, it's got potatoes, right?
Now you need to ask your wife. Patty yesterday made me peanut butter cookies, so you're going to have to ask her to make you peanut butter cookies.
Mmm. Cookies.
Man, you are eating well this week, Tom.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
What'd you do? Did you buy your wife a new car or something? You best.
Yeah. Well, top that off, Steve, I almost forgot to tell you, tonight I've got to go speak to about 100 cattlemen, and they're serving steaks there.
Oh, where's it at?
That's at this undisclosed location for the moment.
Ooh, really? Well, you got to keep it secret.
It's actually going to be up at Yoder.
At Yoder, all right. And you're going to have some ribeyes or some T-bones or something up there, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, good for you. And you can drop it. Any extra, you can drop it by the studio here. We'd be glad to help you out on that, okay?
I'll make sure if there is a doggy bag left over, you get it.
All right. I'm sure there will be. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up at 6:43 now. Steve and Ted on the way. Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker.
Yes, he is.
Is now a good time to buy a house? Asks Don. That's a rhetorical question. He'll give you the answer coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.